All Faith and Styles, this is David.
Thank you for calling in earlier to XPO. This is Angela with your callback. How
yes,
can I,
I did.
You?
Hi, who is this, Andrew or Andrea?
Angela.
Angela. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. My name is David. I am looking at an order that was supposed to have been rescheduled, and the contractor just called me today and asked me why it wasn't done, and I'm like, well, I've never seen it, but it never got rescheduled. The work order number is 06, C as in cat, 3, E as in Edward, 689.
Are you calling from the store?
No, I'm the installer.
Oh, okay, you're on.
It's
installer.
One of my contractors I do a lot of work for.
Uh-huh.
One of my contractors. And he called and asked me why the store wasn't in, hooked up yet. And uh-huh. I know Best Buy dropped it off. And I called it in because they weren't ready for the gas line wasn't run yet to the new house. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new construction. And the gas line wasn't run because I stopped there. And now it's ran, but the work order never got – it was supposed to have been moved to today. And he called me and asked me why I didn't go there. I said, you weren't even on my order. So I just found a work order, but I need to see if I can get it moved to Friday or tomorrow if we can. It's an old – it's that work order is supposed to have been done on the 9th. But they weren't ready on the 9th.
Mm-hmm. I see. I can't say anything until I can pull it up. Because if it's
need
override, we can't.
Now,
yeah, we can't override the system if it's full. Can't hear. Hold on
yeah.
Just a second.
Otherwise, what's the next available date you got for me? Because I can do it. I'll just move it over to my board tomorrow. To the board, and then we'll close it out, and then it'll just show up on that date that's
closed
out. Yeah,
you're probably gonna have to force schedule it yourself and add it. Mm-hmm. Is it under Colette Peters?
Yes, that's the homeowner that bought the house.
Yeah, 2602 and Terrace, Green
yep.
Bay, Wisconsin.
And Terrace.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on just a second.
I don't know what date it lets you, but if you push it into another date that lets me do it, or put it in the next, maybe Thursday next week, and I'll just push it up.
Yeah.
I can do it that way. I can click
you.
On it and
Hold
move
on.
It.
Let's go back.
Yep.
If it's full and it's blocked out, we can't do anything with it here. You're going to have to add them to your own schedule. Yeah,
right,
see, I don't have anything
just
until after
move.
Christmas.
Ugh.
Yeah, we well, can't override
can't
the system. Yeah, if it's blocked out, you have to get the store to reschedule. We can't do it here.
Okay.
Because you know, we're not supposed to
just put in what's available next. What's the next day they put you in?
Yeah, hold on just a second. I have the
after
28th.
After Christmas is fine.
Yeah, but you
that'll
can.
Work.
Yeah, y'all can force schedule him yourself. You want 7 to 1
I
or 12 to 8.
12 to 8.
Okay, I can put them on the 28th. It's the only day I can do it.
That works.
Hold on.
I'll take that. Because the range is already at the customer's house. It's sitting in their garage. Or in the house. So.
All right, let's see, tech. DAVID. First available date.
How come it's so far out? I shouldn't be that far out there. I don't understand that.
All right.
I wonder if they blocked it out for Christmas.
Yeah, y'all can. I have them scheduled, but if you want to, you know, y'all can force schedule for whatever day you
yep.
want. If
y'all yep.
want to add them.
I can force schedule. I know how to do that.
Yeah, okay. All right. But all I can do is to
yep.
the 28th. Anything else?
Nope, that'll help me out. Thank you very much, Jim.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
And you have a safe and happy holiday season.
You too. I was about to
okay.
say it the same thing. Be safe. Thanks
I
for calling
will
XPO.
Have a jolly happy old. I'm going to have a jolly because I'm going to have we're having all our kids up north by the cabin. We're
okay.
doing Christmas up there this year.
Where is
first
yours?
Time ever we did it, so it'll be nice.
Oh, okay.
I got a place up in Pembine, Wisconsin. It's up towards upper Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... Yep, and they're going to have fun. We're all going to have fun. I got twin girls and little guy. Well, they're older now.
Twins?
I got two foster kids I'm doing.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, so I got twin girls. It was they're easy. They were easier to take care of than the little man was.
Huh.
You had to pay all attention to them, but the twins played with each other.
Okay,
so,
my grandmother lost a couple of sets of twins, but I have only one cousin that had a set of twins in my whole family.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Boy. We were shocked when we had ours. Put it that way.
I've always wanted twins.
She went into labor. Yeah, she went into labor and everything, and the doctor always said back then, the ultrasounds and that weren't anything. If you wanted an ultrasound, you had to pay 10 grand. And not like nowadays, they do one for everything. But the doctor said she'd have one big baby because she had gestational diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Means you get it when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, they stitched her all back up. One came out, and all of a sudden they're waiting for the placenta, and nothing happened. Now they stitched her all back up, and I'm like, I went from a little right next to her in the corner. There was another one in there.
Wow.
So we didn't even know we were having twins until she delivered.
Wow.
We were thought one big baby. Yeah.
That is insane.
Oh, yeah. You should see me running around my head chopped off trying to get two of everything done.
Wow.
Because back then, they could stay in the hospital for 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, they don't do it now,
so,
I don't think.
Nope. In and out. Boom, bang. Thank you very much. All right. Well, you have a good night and be safe out there and have a happy holiday season, okay?
You too. Thanks for calling in,
you betcha. Have a good night.
You have a great
day,
too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.